Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Rangel from Family First. Am I speaking with McFarland Daniel Semer?
Say it again.
McFarland Daniel?
No, Samaj.
Semach?
Samaj.
Semach. How are you, Semach?
I'm good. I was calling to talk to the head manager.
No, yeah, I'm Alberto's supervisor. How may I help you? Tell me.
Yes, I was calling because my paycheck was off, and it is a constant thing. It's a repeated thing that keeps happening.
Well, let me check your profile, Semash McFarland.
I'm trying to figure out why that keeps happening.
Let me check on your pay stub as well. Hold on. Yeah, I found your profile. So, here in the system says that on Monday you work 8 hours. On Tuesday you work 2.5 hours. Wednesday 7 hours.
Seven.
And then Wednesday. On Thursday you work 8 hours, Friday 8 hours, and Saturday 8 hours. And on Sunday 14 and 15 minutes. Let me see. Do you have a authorized 56?
Yeah, it's supposed to be up to 56. The hours is not adding up though, and that's why I'm trying to say I've corrected the hours, because some of the days I was sick, so I had to, I was still like doing my stuff that I had to do in the house for her, like taking care of her and stuff. But some of the I had forgot to clock in because I was sick and I was trying still getting the stuff done. But I had I corrected the hours. I made sure I corrected it in the system, whereas though the hours would have been corrected and I would have had all 8 hours.
You corrected it on the app or in a timesheet? Or
no,
in the app?
I corrected it in the app. And then any other days that he said that I had to like sign on for because the hours were off, I signed them and I sent the timesheet in. And
yeah,
he said that it was good.
When you correct the hours, you need to let us know. But, hold on.
I did. I sent it to him because he seen it. He said, thank you. And it was supposed to be good.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, you haven't got paid for the 31st as well. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, this is not
Do
the
you
first time. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Do you have the link for the timesheet?
The link? Yes. I print the timesheets out and I sign them, and I have her sign them, and then I send them in.
Okay, so you're missing 15 minutes on your payment for this week, for the 56 hours. Let me check on last week. Okay, so I'm gonna fix the 15 minutes you're missing for this week to complete the 56 hours you have.
You said it's only 15 minutes because my pay stub said otherwise. It was missing a lot.
Well, do you have a calculator?
Yes.
Okay. So on Monday it's 8 hours.
Right?
Right. Plus 2.5.
You said plus 2.5.
We're gonna do all the way.
I'm
Plus
sorry, say
seven.
that again. I'm sorry, you said 8 hours plus 2.5.
Yeah, and now 7 hours plus. We're gonna calculate all the week, all right? So you can see that it's missing 15 minutes. Do
Well,
you
if you say it's 2 hours, it's only 2 hours for that other day, it should be more than 15 minutes.
Let me show you. I'm gonna show you a screen. I'm gonna send you a screenshot of your pay stub.
I don't have the app on this phone. It's on my other phone, which is at home. But I have the pay stubs on my the app.
You're missing hours, but for the last week. For this week, you're missing just 15 minutes.
Right, this week. Yeah, this week. I was talking about last week. Last week's paycheck reflects on this week. It reflects
From
this week because of the paycheck.
the 1st to the 7th, for that week, you are missing 15 minutes. For the week from the 25th to the 31st, you are missing more hours. You are missing 11, 12 hours. That's why.
Right, 11 and 12 hours. That's what I'm seeing. And I don't understand how.
But that's for the week ending on the 31st. The
Right.
reason why it's because there was clock in, but there were no clock out. And you are telling me that you corrected it, but it wasn't
Yeah,
done.
I was correcting it on the app. I was sick that week. I was sick that week and the week after. And that's why the hours were like that. But I also went in the app. And I made sure I corrected it, so when it came, to for me to correct it and I would get paid, I would be getting paid my full amount, whereas though I wouldn't have to go.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you with a
That's why I
patient
made
right
sure I did
now?
that.
I just.
Yes, we I had to take her to her appointment.
Okay. Let me speak with her real quick. So I'm gonna confirm over the phone, and you're gonna get paid for those 12 hours and the 15 minutes you're missing on next week. Okay.
All right.
Let me pick up to real quick.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Ms.
I'm
McFarland, how
sorry,
are
who
you?
am I speaking with?
This is Orangel from Family First. I am Alberto's supervisor. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, ma'am. I just wanted to confirm. Well, your caregiver, Semash McFarland, has not get paid for the visit on the 31st because there was no clock out. So I just wanted to confirm that he was with you. Yeah, I just need your verbal confirmation so I can fixed it here in the system, you can get paid.
Yes, they always confirm, but the man, I don't know when he put his time in, his time is always still messed up, and he's not getting his full pay. So that, and I told him, I said, well, you need to reach out to them and let them know. He said he did several times, and I see where it is. Sometimes he say, oh, well, they fixed it and they adjusted, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's like a
Yeah.
repetitive thing,
Okay.
because he called me and asked me. He confirmed with me, like, if he worked or didn't work, because if he don't see a clock, I don't know if it's a clock in the clock out or it was a glitch, but I told him, you got to be on, top of, make sure you're clocking in and clocking out as you need
Exactly.
to. Sometimes we were told, like, if we go for appointments and we leave, like, earlier before the clock, then just clock out, I mean, clock in earlier, and it'll just catch
Exactly.
the time for. But I think that's where the problem is coming in at.
Yeah, maybe
And
that's.
I'm not sure what the actual problem is because I'm not, really like watching him just clock in and out. But he's saying like he's clocking in and out, and I watched him do it for a period of time, and it still was messed up for like 3 or 4 days. And I watched him do it. I made
Yeah.
sure, I'm like, did you clock in? Did you clock out? And he did it in front of me.
All right.
So that's why that's the only thing I can speak on. Now, anything else, I'm not sure about, other times, but I know it was a week when he had like 3 or 4 days that it said he didn't clock in or out. And a man called and asked me, and then
he confirmed, but then he still didn't put certain days on his paycheck.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and for last week, for the 12 hours that he was missing, it was because he was missing a timesheet. And Semash told me that he corrected it on the app. But yeah, he needs to let us know when he corrected on the app, because we are like unable to see it or to see all the patients. So in this case, he needs to let us know. However, I already fixed it. He's gonna get paid for the 12 hours and the 15 minutes that he's missing for this week. All right.
Okay, but he was also missing time that was supposed to be in for last week. Did you check your thing?
The 12 hours, yeah.
Oh, that was from last week. Okay. Because I'm trying, I'm not familiar with like the different dates, but I know, like, he always come and help me and do everything. So,
all right. Well,
I just wanted to make sure he gets his pay and that.
Yeah, he gets what he works.
Yeah, he's a very good worker, so I just want to make sure he's getting what he deserves.
Exactly. I completely understand you. Well, man, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and let me speak with him. All right?
Okay. Okay. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I entered the 12 hours for the week on the 31st. You're going to get paid for those 12 hours on next week, and also the 15 minutes that you are missing until the week for the 7th, all right?
Okay.
Right. When you correct on the app, please let Alberto know about it. He'll be back on Monday from vacations, okay? So.
Okay. But I also sent him a timesheet, too. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to explain, that I sent him a timesheet and it still wasn't corrected.
Okay, so maybe that's an error. Okay, I'll be attentive to that, all right? So it doesn't happen again. Thank you so much for letting me know about it.
All right, thank you.
Well, so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.